You're listening to the audio production of Running for My Life by Lopez Lemong with Mark Tabb, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Brandon Hirsch.
Chapter 1. Taken. My eyes were closed in prayer when the trucks pulled up. I heard them before I saw them. When I looked up, I saw soldiers pouring out of the back of the trucks. They appeared nervous, as though they wanted to get this over with as quickly as possible. "Everybody down! Now!" they shouted as they ran into the middle of the congregation. I knew our country was at war. About once a month, my mother and father grabbed me and my brothers and sister and ran for shelter as bombs fell in the distance from airplanes that flew far overhead. But I had never seen a soldier until this bright summer Sunday, and I had never expected to see soldiers invade an outdoor church service. The soldiers continued running and shouting. Our priest tried to reason with them. "Please do not do this now," he said. The leader of the soldiers ignored him. "We're taking the children," he screamed. I did not know what he meant by that. I would soon. My parents dropped to the ground, pulling me down with them. I huddled close to my mother's side. She wrapped her arms so tightly around me that my ribs hurt. All around me, people screamed and cried. I started crying too. My mother tried to calm me, but she was as frightened as I was. Suddenly, I felt a hand on my back. I looked up and saw a giant man standing over me. When you are a little boy, every adult looks like a giant. His gun was slung behind his back. A chain of bullets hung across his chest. My mother pleaded with him. "No, no, no, don't take my boy." The soldier did not reply.